In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation and Gathering. It's great to be with all of you on this 14th of September, in which the Church celebrates the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Great feast day. So as always, we like to start off our conversation by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary has many wonderful titles. Mary is known as the Mother of God. Mary is known as the Mother of the Church. And Mary is also known as the Mother of each and every one of us. Also, we have in that beautiful prayer that we pray at the end of the Rosary, the Hail Holy Queen, we invoke Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. That's right, Mary is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's turn to Mary and ask her, who stood at the foot of the cross, to give us the grace to contemplate the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and reflect upon our own crosses. As we pray the prayer that she loves most, and that is the Hail Mary, also known as the Angelic Salutation, together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now we'd like to invite all of us to invite to be with us our spiritual director. What a great blessing it is to have as our spiritual director the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many wonderful titles. Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. He's also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as the sweet guest of the soul. Holy Spirit is also known as the counselor. Counselor as well as our consoler. Holy Spirit is also known as our interior master. St. Paul in his spiritual masterpiece, the letter to the Romans, states that we really don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so we can say, Abba. Abba, which means daddy or father. So let's invite the Holy Spirit to come to be with us, to enlighten us, enlighten our intellects, and to set our hearts on fire with divine love. As we pray, the classical prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well, Lady Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome you all to our Perseverance family, the family that prays together, stays together. A world at prayer is a world at peace. A world at prayer is a world at peace. So after praying with you, I promise that I'll pray for you. In the greatest of all prayers, and that prayer is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So I'd like to place all of you and your intentions on the altar in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It is definitely the prayer par excellence, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. No greater prayer. My first intention will be I'd like to pray for all of us that we would be open to the movements and inspirations of the Holy Spirit. May this be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. The next intention will be praying for our families, for the conversion of our family members, the sanctification of our family members, and the salvation of our family members. The conversion of our family members, the sanctification of our family members, and the salvation of our family members. And our Lord says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Salvation of our soul is the most important thing in the world. Then I'd like to pray, my friends, for that very special group of people. And that would be those who will be dying sometime today. That they would be saved. As well as ourselves, because we don't know the day nor the hour that God will call us from this life to the next, to our day of judgment. Let's pray that we would be well prepared for the day in which the Lord will call us from this life to the next. But my friends, today the church celebrates, it's called the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. I'm lifting up the cross now for all of us, that we would contemplate the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Most likely, in our meditations, we come to the question, why is it that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, why is it that He chose to suffer on the cross for us? Why? That's a very good question. And the saints will, St. Thomas and St. Ignatius of Loyola, give us a pretty good response. Therefore, it's a good idea to spend some time in silence contemplating Jesus on the cross. Jesus hanging on the cross. And they give us two basic reasons. First, by looking at Jesus nailed to the cross, He died on the cross to show us the gravity of sin. That's right. He died on the cross to show us the gravity of sin. The sin is something very serious. That we should take sin serious in our lives, in the lives of our family members, in the lives of those who constitute the mystical body of Christ, which is called the church. We could be begging for this grace, to recognize that we are sinners, but also to repent of our past sins, perhaps make a good sacramental confession. And also to beg for true compunction of heart, which means true sorrow. We go to confession, there are five steps. Two of the steps would be sorrow for sin. We're sorry for sin. But the following step would be firm purpose of amendment. Which means we're going to try, with the help of God's grace. God's grace is always superabundant, but we will try with the help of God's grace to avoid sin. That's right. We want to do our part. And that means we want to try to avoid anything that leads us to sin. Any person, place, thing, circumstance, anything that could be a near cause of sin. We don't want to be playing with fire. Play with fire, we're going to get burnt. We know that. So when we go to confession, we're sorry for our sins, but also we want to try to avoid the near occasion of sin. We should examine our conscience to see there's a certain pattern in our sins that we commit. Usually it's preceded by a state of desolation, and then we give in to something that we regret afterward. So that's the first reason why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ willingly accepted his death on the cross to show us that sin is not a joke. Sin is something very serious, such that God was nailed to the cross because of the sins of the world, but also due to our own personal sins. The second reason why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ died on the cross for us is to manifest the immensity of his love for us. That's right, to manifest the immensity of his love for all of humanity, but also of his love for each and every one of us. That's why the Saint Ignatius points out, if you were the only person in the world, then our Lord would have gone through his passion, suffering, and death on the cross for love of you, for the sake of your salvation. How great is God's love for us? How great it is. But love demands a response of love. We want to love him back. Love demands a response of love. We want to love him back. Love is mutual. Another comment of St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas Aquinas says, even the smallest action of Christ would have been enough to save the whole world. This is called a theandric action, an action of God and man. Such that if our Lord would have just lifted up a little splinter in the carpenter shop or at home, lifting up a little splinter, that would have been enough to save all of humanity many times over. And as we read in the Gospel, no greater love has a man than to lay down his life for his loved ones. So today, my friends, we contemplate Jesus on the cross. Now we can say that prayer of Saint Francis, we adore you, Christ, and we bless you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Right now, I'll place you on the altar. I'll be saying the Mass in a couple of minutes. I'll place you on the altar, and I'll bless you right now. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We adore you, Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen.